The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. 8 steam packet boats requisitioned by the Admiralty in the Second World War, including the Mona's Queen, played a highly distinguished role in the evacuation of the British Expeditionary Force from the beaches at Dunkirk in May 1940. They were more used to carrying happy holidaymakers than tired and wounded men. The Mona's Queen was one of 3 sunk by enemy action, and 33 Manx crewmen died altogether. On the other side of the ledger, more than 338,000 British and Allied soldiers were evacuated, and more than 24,000, 1 in 14, were carried back to fight again on Manx boats. Operation Dynamo began on May the 26th, 1940, and lasted for 9 fiercely fought days. The Manx boats taking part had mixed steam packet and Royal Navy crews in some cases, and the 34-year-old Mona's Isle, fourth of her name, was actually the first vessel to leave Dover for Dunkirk. She was under Royal Navy command, and under air attack from the Luftwaffe and fire from shore batteries, she took 1,420 men off the beaches, many of them wounded, and they were mostly crowded on deck. But she made it back to Dover, the first ship involved in Dynamo to do so. Later she made a second trip and brought out more than 1,200 men. The other steam packet efforts included that of the Tynwald, which evacuated more troops from Dunkirk than any other vessel. She was the last to leave, with 3,000 French troops on board, bringing her total to nearly 9,000 men. The steam packet personnel involved may well have been civilian merchant seamen, yet their courage and devotion to duty was up to the high standards of the Royal Navy. But a price had to be paid, and payment was exacted with shocking suddenness. In his book, The Life and Times of the Steam Packet, published in 1994, John Shepherd says May the 29th, 1940, was the blackest day in packet history, when 3 of the company's vessels were lost at Dunkirk. First it was the Mona's Queen. She struck a magnetic mine which broke her in 2 and sank her in the approaches to the beaches. 24 men were lost, 17 from the Isle of Man. After this, the Fenella was berthed at a stone jetty at Dunkirk, taking soldiers on board. She had 650 on when German bombs hit the jetty and huge chunks of stone collapsed on her, flooding the engine room. She settled there on an even keel. 16 of her crew, all but 3 from the Isle of Man, were lost. Then the King Ory was bombed while approaching Dunkirk and badly damaged. She was ordered back out to sea as she began to sink. Shepherd says her loss made it 3 Manx steamers gone in just 21 hours of furious action. There is a famous photograph taken by a Manx seafarer called Louis Brideson, showing the Tynwald steaming away from Dunkirk with smoke billowing over the sky. And in the foreground is the stark outline of the mast and funnel of the King Ory rising up from her resting place on the seabed. After Dunkirk, steam packet ships continued their war service, and there were decorations for officers and men who had taken part in Operation Dynamo. Now, this has been a far from full account of what the Isle of Man did at Dunkirk. There are many fuller accounts to be found. The Manx Museum can point out your way to them. All I can say is that if a civilian shipping company had a claim to a battle honour, the steam packet would have a right to the name Dunkirk.